As sudden oak death continues to infect and kill trees across much of Northern California, the UC Berkeley Forest Pathology Lab has organized an annual series of county-by-county SOD blitzes, not to combat the disease directly, but to figure out exactly where it exists. Lisa Bell, with the UC Cooperative Extension Office in Sonoma County, is coordinating the local event here on Saturday.
It's a monitoring day where everyone in the county is invited to participate. We give a short training session, tell people how to recognize symptoms. We give them the tools that they need, an envelope and a pencil, and they have the opportunity to go out and take samples from their trees, return these samples to us, and we send them to a lab. What we get back is the results. Are they positive or negative for Phytophthora ramorum, which is the pathogen that causes sudden oak death?
Doing this testing enables property owners or managers to determine if their trees have already been infected, and if not, to take steps to protect them.
Once it's infected, there isn't a cure. Some coast live oaks have some resistance, so if your coast live oak gets sick, it's not necessarily going to die. But for a lot of trees, it weakens them. Beetles and fungus can move in, and it weakens your tree, and it makes it prone to fail, meaning fall.
Bell says other types of oaks are also at risk.
The disease hits tan oaks. They really have no defenses. And in the West County, there's a lot of tan oak. And we're just in danger of losing our tan oak, which is a big part of our forest. It provides a lot of acorns for wildlife. It's also a big problem for coast live oaks. Few of them die, but they're big, they're expensive to take down, and they can create falling hazards and potential fire hazard. We're also seeing more black oaks die.
It is now known that sudden oak death isn't really all that sudden, and that it is spread by a bacterial pathogen most often found on the leaves of bay laurel trees. Mateo Garbolato, a professor of plant pathology at Cal, says the blitz information is also used to map the spread of the disease.
The disease changes distribution every year, and only people that are within less than a mile from a confirmed infestation actually are at risk. And so knowing where the pathogen has arrived every year is really important because it tells people, okay, the pathogen is at my doorsteps. It's time for me to do something to prevent my trees from becoming infected.
There are two specific actions he recommends.
Chemical treatments that boost the immune system of the oak. These are fairly simple treatments, and they need to be repeated every year, once a year, and they actually make oaks significantly more resistant to the disease. And the second thing that we recommend in general is removal of small bay trees around oak trees that somebody wants to protect. Sudden oak death needs bay laurels to infect oaks. There is no oak-to-oak infection. So if you remove bay laurels within 10 to 15 yards from oaks, the likelihood that your oak is going to become infected is going to go way down.
It's not just country property owners who need to be concerned anymore. Sudden oak death is increasingly being found close to and even within some more urban areas around the North Bay. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.